Again, the Tribalezer Waymer, the Erebata Zvech, the evening, you should make the Zvicha. Ukaboy Hashem, when evening means in the afternoon, after Chatzos. Ukaboy Hashem, when it comes evening, at night time, that's the Zman Atoich, that's the man you should eat from the Korban Pesach. For the next morning when they went out of Mitzrayim, if you didn't eat the carbon by then, that's when it becomes nice, that's when you have to burn it. Reb Yeshua Aymer, Derevata Zaveach, Kavoya Shemashato Eichel, Viyad Mosli Ato Eichel, how long can you eat it? Voilach, Admoyat Sethkum Mitzrayim until you went out of Mitzrayim. They don't eat it until Chatzos Halaylo, that was the Zman when they went out of Mitzrayim, Bechatzos Halaylo. Now the Gemara says, Omer Ababa, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Hakol Modim. Kishenigulu Yisro Mitzrayim. When was Klal Yisro freed from Mitzrayim? Lenigulu Ela Berif by evening. By Chatzos, Shem of Pasuk says, "Vatziach Hashem Lekech Mitzrayim Lailo."
At night. Avu Gishiyotzu. When did the actual leave Mitzrayim? Lo Yotzu Ela B'Yoyim. They only left in the morning. Shenema Mimochras HaPesach Yotzu Bnei Yisrael B'Yad Roma. So this everybody holds. What's the machloekis here? Al shas kipozin. That the pasuk says you're allowed to eat the korban pesach until ad shas kipozin. Now, what does kipozin mean? Doing something fast. We have a lezer ben azay yisover man kipozin the mitzrayim. When the mitzrayim became fatumot, that was b'shas makas pechoris. So it means you're allowed to eat the korban pesach until kipozin of mitzrayim until chatzos. We have a kiva sover man kipozin the Yisrael. No, it means when the Yidden got Fatumut, when they left Mitzrayim, and they first left in the morning. So that's how you get these two Zmanim. Moratanya Nami Hochi. Hoitziyachu Hashem Lotechumi Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took us out for Laila. For the Gemara of the Chiba Laila Yotzu, do we really go out for Laila? Valer lo Yotzu ela Bayoim Shenema Mimochras HaPesach Yosu Bnei Yisrael B'Yad Roma. That the Yidden and Mitzias first went out of Mitzrayim the next morning. Ela Malameh Sheshchilu Lehem Gulu Meberim. That the gula started at night time. That means they got reshus to leave at night. So that's this machlokes, if that gula means something or not. Says the machlokes, Reb Lozov and Azayin of Kiva, that we spoke out, psak halacha, there's no real psak. Because there are stamish nights in both ways, and therefore blight like a swag of the dinner. Right. Dabinor, the Pasuk says, Dabinor biyozna yom. That Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, please speak to the Yam, that they should borrow gold jewelry from the Mitzrayim. Amid Verab Yanai, Ein No El Loshem Akosha. Like that Kodesh Baruch Hu was begging Moshe. Omele HaKodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Bebakosha Michoch, like I'm begging you, Leich V'yemol El Nisro, go and tell the Yidin, Bebakosha Michem, please, Sho'alu Mimitzrayim, Kli Kesev Kli Zov. I want everybody to borrow from the Mitzrayim gold and silver, so that when they leave Mitzrayim, they should leave with a lot of gold. Why? Shloyoymar oisay tzadik, that Avram Avinu shouldn't have kindness to the Eibishter. So Drashi oisay tzadik means Avram, that Avram will have kindness to the Eibishter. The what? By the brisbane absorb, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram two things. He told Avram, the avodim, the inu oisom kayim, that one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they're going to work 400 years in Mitzrayim. So Avram is going to have kindness to the Eibishter, that you were Mekayim. You made them work. Mekayim behem. Oh, but then you said the Yachri Chayin Yetzu Ruchus Godol. You said after the 400 years they're going to go out Ruchus Godol with a lot of jewelry. Lekayim them that you weren't Mekayim. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, please make sure when the Yidden leave Mitzrayim, they should go out with Kli Kesev Kli Zov. So the question everybody asks, all the Farshim and Nagodi asked the Kasha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is only afraid what Avraham Avinu is going to say. He should be afraid of himself. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu said something, he has to be mekayem it. Why was he only afraid what Avraham would say? So a lot of different Farshim. Some say that it's brought down that by the Bizu Hayam, I mean after the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yamsuf threw them out, and there they took the gold and silver that they're wearing was much, much more gold and silver they got then than they got actually taking out of Mitzrayim. So some of us learned the Gros says really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftocha could have been Mekayim with that alone. The fact later by the Yam Suf they got a lot of Rechush Godel. But Avraham Avinu would have been Medayik it's Mashmano. You said right away. So it's a question how to patch up what the Eibishter means. So the Eibishter for himself could have said I really meant later of B'Shach the Yam Suf. But Avraham would have time is no Rechush Godel you meant right now B'Shach Yitzhiyah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe please make sure to Mekayim even that thought that they should go out Rechush Godel. Omru loy, their kaiously answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu, O Levi, Shenetiv Yatzmeinu, leave us alone, Labi, we go out of here. I don't want to, they didn't want to borrow Kli Kesef Gizov. So the more Moshe Liyodim, Shoy Yechovish Rabbeis Asurim, somebody was in jail a long time, for Yomru loy, then Yodim, people came and told him, Moitzi Nois Chalamocha, Mi Beis Asurim, you should know, tomorrow we're letting you go free out of jail. The Nois Nachom Mom and Harvey, we're going to give you a lot of money tomorrow. What did the person say? Please, I'll be Michael to pay us all the money. Get me out of here today. So that's the way Christ also said. You want us not to go and schlep away to Kesef Chizov? Let us go out already. It's too much of a tirchah to carry it. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to push it, beg them. Please take the Kli Kesef Chizov that Avraham Avinu shouldn't have tainus on the Eibishter. Pesuk says, "Vayishalom, go and bari, go and borrow." They had a borrow by force. Ezekiel the Amri bar Korchim, the Mitzrayim did not want to give away their Kli Kesef Kli Zov, but the Eden had to force them. Ezekiel the Amri bar Korchim, the Yisrael, like we just said, the Eden themselves didn't want to take it out. Man the Yom bar Korchim, the Mitzrayim, the Chsev, on the voice bias to Cholik Sholom. Means the voice bias having a nice house to live to Cholik Sholom, like a Sholom you got through war. But they didn't want to give up all the Kesef Zov the Mitzrayim had. And man the Yom bar Korchim, the Yisrael, Mishum Masui, Pasha Gred. They didn't want to have to carry so much jewelry and gold, like the Marshal before. They were happy just to be freed. You want us to not schlep Kesef Zov? They didn't want to. It was bar Korchim, but they took it out. But Yenatlu es Mitzrayim, that they emptied out the Mitzrayim. Omer Rabami, Malamich, Shasom, Kimitsud, they made them like a net, like a trap. Shein bo dogin, has no dogin inside it. Like a trap, the catfish, shein bo dogim. It means mamish empty legamri. So Rashi says, kimitzula shein bo dogim. Before that, kimitzula shein bo dogim. Derech tzai the yoifis. How do you go capture birds? Lizroi dogim tachas mitzudis. You throw some wheat under the net. Kadesh yivoyu oifis in the kodim. Hugi shein bo dogim. Ein oif poina leha. Kach reikonim ha-mitzriyim mikol mamayim. Means a moshel. They emptied out the mitzriyim legamri. They didn't even have a little dogon to leave over, to leave in the trap. And some say, kimitzuda shein bo dogim, kimoy mitzlulay yam, kloyme, v'teich ha-tohim, e mitzriyim dogim, el ha-fas ha-yom, heichad yikam ozen. The same thing, the mamish emptied out the mitzriyim like you see a yam water without any fish at all. The pasuk says, "Er ye asher er ye." Omle Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, "Leich emol lehem liYisrael." Tell the Yidden, "Ani hayisi imachem b'shibud zeh." I was with you in the Shibud Mitzrayim. Means I took you. I'm taking you out right now. "Vani er ye mechem." I will be with you b'shibud Malchus. In the next Golis, I'll also be there. As Omle Afan of Rebbeinu Shlomo, Moshe Atayin told back the Eibishter, what do we have to talk about now? That you're going to be with us in the next Golis and the next Shibud. Let's not talk about it. Tell the Yidden that Eya, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shem of Eya, I'm there to take you out. We'll just talk about now taking Klai Yisrael out. Trashi Dai Letzor B'Shaita, Dai Letzor Yishus Einu Nubo B'Shor Shetov Aleim. His B'Shar shall have the next Torah, so worry about it then. Loma tadivim, why should I make them worry achshav now? The b'surah kosher, such a bad b'surah. Vayet aneini Hashem aneini. This is by Eliyahu Anovi. We had before. Omer Abavua loma omar Eliyahu aneini beis pom. Why do you say two times? Malami shom Eliyahu lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu b'nei shalom. Aneini, answer me one thing. Yishater with eishman hashemayim. Like make this nace. V'toycho kol asher olam mizbeach. So make the nace. But another tefillah was v'yaneini shetesiach daitom. That the goyim shem mesiach the das kadesh lo yomru ma'isik shofim him. That azoy, even though they'll see this big net, they'll say it was a ma'isik shofim. So he had a davon they shouldn't touch up. It was kishuf. Shenema v'yate yisibo says liba macharanis. You change around their hearts opposite way. Rashi melova liba mazima shem shoyim lachishim lema haydek shofim evosi yesh azoyis. This eish came haydek kishuf. So it's two separate tefillahs. That the nace should happen, and even afterwards they should be mekavla to know it happened from Hashem. So the Mishnah, Me'ayim Mosai Kerv Neshma B'Shachris. As the first Mishnah was about Krishma Shalayla B'Shoch B'Cho, now we're talking about Uba Kamecha. When's the Zman Krishma Shachris? Mishayaker Ben Tcheles Lelovin. until you tell the difference between tcheles, means blue wool, and lovin, white wool. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rabbi Elazar Waima ben tcheles lekarsi. So you tell the difference between blue wool and green wool. That's even less of a difference. In other words, there has to be some light out. It's earlier sashach, it's kamat still pitch dark. After earlier sashach, it starts to get a little bit light. When it's a little bit light, you can see a little bit. So how much light has to be that you can tell the difference if you have in front of you two pieces of wool, one is blue and one is green? If you can tell the difference, that's called enough light. That's called the shear of Mishayakir, which is usually, we say, a half an hour after earlier sashach. Ad hanetzachama. The Zman Krishma starts from Mishayakir, and it ends, the first shita is hanetzachama, sunrise. That's what Zman Krishma ends. We have Yeshua, no, ad shalashois. That's where we hold, that Zman Krishma shalayim ends after the first 3 hours. Why? Shekein derech malachim lamed b'shalashois. Because the kings still get up for the third hour. Vashenken akurim mikan v'elech, whoever says Krishma after the third hour of the day, is lehifstid. You're not losing out of a kodem akor b'teira. In other words, you'll get tchar like you learn Torah, because Krishma is the chelik of Torah. But the mitzvah of Krishma itself, that you don't have. The balance is after Zaman Krishma, you're not making the mitzvah of Krishma. So the Kesef of Mishnah is the famous Kasha. He has, just like we hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that what's the pshat of the shochbacha? It means kol Zaman, people are sleeping. That's why Zaman Krishma is the whole night. So yes, how come in the morning we don't say the same thing? Uvukumecha shemin, kol zman, people are up. Hamele mediraisi, you can say Krishma the whole daytime. So we always say, don't say over, but the Kesef Mishnah says, that's really the emes. Kesef Mishnah chan the Rambam, that mediraisi, you can be yaitse Krishma shayim, the whole daytime. And it's only the Rabban, after it says, lehifs, it's only the Rabban de Galocha. The Rabban said, you have to say Krishma the first 3 hours of the day. But mediraisi, uvukumecha means, kol zman, you get up. That's the way, that calls the mind you're up. That's the Kesef Mishnah. But Avad Laloch, all the Achareim don't hold like that. The Taz and the Magen Avraham, they also not like that. They're Raya's and the Gemara's later on, that after the 3 hours, you're not Yates and Mitzvah's creation anymore. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham says a chiluk like this, that Uvashach Bacha means when you're lying down. So when somebody lies down in bed, he stays that way the whole night. So it's possible to say, calls the man you're sleeping, that's the Zman of Shiva, that's the Zman of staying in that position of lying down. Ma'ashenken of the Kamecha, when you get up, that means the mice are getting up. But once you get up, you don't just stay there, people walk and people sit. Like the Pasuk says, Uvelechtecha baderech uveshiftecha beveisecha. There's a mice halich of walking and a mice yeshiva. That's after the Kamecha. Therefore, the Kamecha zich only means the mice of getting up. When people get up a bit, you get up. But once you are up, you don't stay in that matzav the whole time. You have different shinuyim. You walk, you sit. That's not a mitzvah of a kumecha anymore. So therefore, the kumecha zikha can't mean kol zman we're awake. The kumecha has to mean only the mitzvah of getting up. So you say, since malachim, they have nothing to do, they sleep the first 3 hours, they first get up the third hour, so still called the mitzvah, people are still getting up then. That's what we can say, Krishma. But after the third hour already, everybody's up already, it's not called the Zman of the Kamecha, you can't be Yaitse Krishma Shayim anymore.
Who says this?
The Magen Avraham and the Taz, in Siman Nun Ches, on the Talachim. So the Gemara, Ma Dein Tcheles Lov, what does the Mishnah mean, the Shir tell us between blue and white? Ilaima ben gavavo diyamru, a ball of wool, chiyurta white, legavavo, another ball of wool, diyamru the tchelta, that's blue, for the Gemara Hobal, I don't made the idea. Such a difference, if you have two different balls of wool, one is blue and one is white, that's easy to tell the difference. Even in the middle of night time, you can tell the difference. Elo ben tchele shabol, loving shabol, means like you have tzitzis, or in one ball of wool, that part of it is blue and part of it is white, that's not so easy to tell the difference. That you need a little bit light outside to tell. The Drashi ben Tchelis Shabbat, Lov and Shabbat, Giza Tzema Shetzava Tchelis, you have a wool dyed blue, V'yeshbo Mekoy Mishloi Olo Shom HaTzva HaTzeva Yofa. Some parts of it didn't get dyed nicely, it's still white. So if you can tell the difference between that part and the next part, that's a Chochmah. Then you need some light. Tanya Reb Meir Oyma Mishiyaka Bein Zev Lekele, between a wolf and a dog. Reb Akiva Oyma Bein Chamor Liyorot, between a donkey and a wild donkey. Trashi Chamor Abar, a wild donkey. The Acheir Moirim, that's where we hold, Mishiyira Eschaveira Rochak Dal Damas, the Yakireno. When you see a friend of yours that's 8 feet away from you, and you can recognize him. The Tosafot brings down that Rishalmi has to question what type of a friend. If it's a friend you see every single day, so mamash, even in the middle of the night you'd recognize him. If it's a friend you come out never saw, so even a moment daytime you can't even recognize him. So Rishalmi says it means a friend that you see sometimes. It's like once in a month you see him. So you recognize him a little bit, but not so much. So that shear is a shear. If you could recognize him, that's enough light to say Zman Krishma. Omer Rabuna halacha kacherim pasul like yacherim. That's the shear of Mishayakir. Omer Abaya letfilin kacherim. The for tefillin the same halacha. When is this man when we can first start putting on tefillin in the morning? That's also Mishayakir. And the pshat they say this is zayfa krish zayfa tzitzit, because the pasuk says urisa moisiyak tzitzit tzitzit. And Krishma talks about pashas tzitzit. They're supposed to wait till the zman when you could see it. And tefillin is a little different. Tefillin the locher is that we don't wear tefillin at night time because we're afraid maybe you fall asleep. And then you'll be mafiach while you're sleeping. Mashen, can you put on a daytime? So it has to be when it looks like day already. So when you kamaka your friend, that looks like day. But before that, it's still too dark outside, looks like the night, you'll come to make exerio, you'll put on tefillin in the middle of the night. And then we're afraid you'll fall asleep with him. Mashen, Dr. Lekriyashma Kivasikin. When is this man mitchil to say Krishma? That's like the Vesikin. So Drash, what does Vesikin mean? Anoshim, Anovim, Umechavavim Mitzvah. People that love to do mitzvahs. The Yom Rab Yechanan. Vesikin, Hoyugoyim Remoisim HaNeitzachama. They were Badafka Makba to say Krishma right before Neitzachama, right before sunrise. That's when they said Krishma. Tanya Nami Hochi, Vesikin, Hoyugoyim Remoisim HaNeitzachama. They used to say Krishma right before the Netzach Amo, Kadesh Yisma Gula L'Tvila. V'nimtza Mispalo B'yoyim. So Poshe Pshan, the Gemara is that the Ikiz Man is for Tvila Shachris. Shachris is supposed to start davening Mitzchila as soon as the day starts. As soon as Netzach Amo is. So Mela is a mitzvah to be Soma Gula L'Tvila. It means first you have to say Krishma and Gula, and then say Tvila. But since you're supposed to start davening Shachris at the beginning of Netzach Amo, say Krishma a little bit before that, so then you can finish Gaal Yisrael by Neitzachama sunrise, and then right away you'll daven. So that's called the Chibuv HaMitzvah, that's a Choshev HaZach. And Amar Rab Zera, my crow, where's the Raya for this? But says, Yeruche Im Shemesh, Lufnei Yareach Dor Dorim. And Yeruche Im Shemesh means when the sun is coming up, that's when you start davening, that's when you share of Yira. So that's the Zman for davening and saying Krishma. Heyed Rav Yeshua ben Alikim, Mishum Kola Kadisha de Birushlayim, that call our Sayyid Gulu Letzvila, whoever is Samach, they says Krishna first with God Yisrael, and then Davin Shimon Esrei, ain't a Nitha Kola Yoim. No Hezek will happen to him any time of the day. So the Mepharshim say it doesn't stand mean Samach Gulu Letzvila, it means like the Vesikin. If you Davin to Vesikin, then you won't have any Hezek all day. Omer Rab Zera, Eini, it's not like that. V'ano, it happened to me, Samchi, I did daven kevesikin, I was some gul l'tfilom, v'yiskin, I had hezek that day, today. Omle, b'may yiskus, Rabban asked him, what, Rab Zera, what happened there to you? The yamtiyas asa levei malka. They made him go in front of the king. So the Gemara, that's not called a hezek. Hosem nami mi boyle lemeyev agro lemechse yalpa malka. You should know, really, you should even pay money to go see a king. There's no hesitation that you had to go see the king. The Yom Rab Yechanan, L'yerlam yishtadal odom loris likros malchi Yisrael. Everybody about this should go and run to see a Melech Yisrael. That's a tremendous thing to see. And he also says, V'loy likros malchi Yisrael bovad, el afil likros malchi akum. Afil in front of the Goyisha king you should go see. Why? Shem Yiske, when we zeichet Yemaisa Mashiach, Olam Abo, Yavchen be Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yakum. He'll be able to say, I remember how the kings of Goyim looked. I saw them now. And later you'll be able to see the Malchi Yisrael. He'll be able to tell the difference how great the Malchi Yisrael is. So such an Indian like that. So therefore it's like an Indian to run to see a Melech. So he told Abzeri, he didn't get an Einish. That's a good thing to do. So be happy about it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, mispalim b'yoyim, Rashi, da neitzachama divri akol yoyimu. And neitzachama, that's zichah, the beginning of day, even according to Rabbanim, like everybody. My cross at Rashi, the mitzvah is spalim a neitzachama, or that you should daven shachris poshid, but neitzachama, the asir yiruchim shemesh, mosai misyireyim mimcho, kishemuracho mekablam aleim. When Klaisos mekabal ol machashemayim, dainu machashemayim shemkabal aleim mekrishma. It's im shemesh klaima, kish shemesh yoytzei, hainu im ha neitzachama. is with the Neitzah Chama, that's when you should daven Krishma, and right after that, Pisama Gulu Tfilah daven Shemon Esrei. When the sun goes down the Lavona, Nidav Tfilah Samincha, Mitzvot Seim Demdu Mechama. So Mitzvot daven Mincha as late as possible, means right before Shkiyah time to daven Mincha. Rashashim Yiskel Erlem Abo Liris Glos and Shoy Yisrael Yav can be able to tell the difference Kama Harbik Glos and Yosem and Umas Akshim. Alright, we'll soon speak out. We'll see a little bit more than we'll speak out. I mean, the Indian is like this. Tais says like this, that Krishma Shoy Yoyim does manama like this, that Avada we hold Yoyim always is Ma'ilas HaShachar. So that was the Gemara before, that if you're in a rush you have to go someplace on the road that day, you're allowed to start davening Ma'ilas HaShachar. But Metchila, you're supposed to wait until Misha Yakir, which you say is around a half an hour after that, or else it's a half an hour before Netzacham, before sunrise. So Zman Krishma starts Misha Yakir. Now, and it ends, we hold, when does it end? Until 3 hours of the daytime. But there's a new Milev Kivasikin. The Vasikin held that there's a Bazundrech Shiva to daven Krishma exactly right before Netzachama, today to be able to daven tefillah at the beginning of the daytime by Netzachama. That's not a theory to the other man, the Yomrim. His Krishma, according to everybody, starts by Misha Yakir, and it ends at the end time is 3 hours of the daytime. Just there's a special chashivas of the mitzvah, Glashas Kibsikim means, people that love mitzvahs and want to do it the best way possible, the best time to say Krishna is right before Netzachama, Kadei to daven right after Netzachama. Omalei Rebbe Loi Liula. Rebbe Loi told Ula, Ki Ailis Losam, you go up to Eretz Yisrael, Shoyel Bishlama the Rabrunya Achi. Go ask if Shalom Aleichem to my brother, Rabrunya, but Maimon Kola Chabura, in front of the whole yeshiva there. Go send my regards to him. The Yodim Godlu, you know why? Because my brother's a great man. There's so much the mitzvahs, he has a lot of simcha by doing mitzvahs. Ba'alzim Nechoda one time, some Magula Tfila. He was Zaycha to be some Magula Tfila, which means that he was dedicated to the Sikkim, as Taisa says. He felt so good that day that he was able to say daven kibbutzikin, he didn't stop smiling the whole day. And that's how much simcha he had. So that showed there's a choshev person. That's why Balamus always says, if somebody wants to know how great he is, it depends upon how much simcha he gets from doing mitzvahs. If there's something you feel happy about, that means it's choshev to you. So if you do a mitzvah and you get simcha out of it, that shows you really makah the mitzvah. Chaim Shalevitz used to learn also, even though it says Lofum Tzara Agra, first you learn how much tzara you have from doing a mitzvah, that's how much tzara you do it, even though it's hard to do it, and still you do it, you get a lot of tzara. So Chaim used to say, if you do it and kvetch about it, but tzara, that's nothing. But the pshat is, even though it's hard to do it, and still you do it for simcha, then you get tremendous tzara. As everything is how much simcha you have by doing it. But what do you mean that simcha was hard? And still you had simcha, that's a great thing. Here also, it's hard to daven to the Sikkin. And he did it, and he had simcha the whole day. That shows he was another Mechoshev. So the Mara Heichi must be some, for the Makashna, how could you be some Gula Letfila? That means right after Gal Yisrael. You're supposed to start davening Shemon Esrei. I've Omri Rabbi Yechanan. But Chila, at the beginning of Shemon Esrei, we say another Pasik. Who Aimer Hashem Sposa Tiftach. Ulepsaif Who Aimer, at the end of Shemon Esrei, we say Yil Rosh Nimrefi. If the Gal Yisrael, we say Hashem Sposa Tiftach, that's mafsik between Gula and Tfila. And the more Amri Abloi, Amri Abloza, Tehei B'Tfila Shalavi. I'll tell you, when do we say Gula Tfila, when do we say Hashem Sposa Tiftach? Only by night time. But I'll tell you, by Shachris Taki, you don't say Hashem Sposa Tiftach. Only by Mavi you're supposed to say it. For the Gemara, no. Amri Rabbi Yechon, Ezel Ben Elam Haba, Ezel Thama Gula Tfila, Ezel Thama Gula Shalavis, the Tfila Shalavis. So you see, even by Marv, you're supposed to be Soma Gula Tfila. So how could you say Yil Rotsen by night time, you'd be mastic between Gula and Tfila? El Omri Abeloi, Tehbet Tfila Tha Mincha. I'll tell you, the only time you're supposed to say Yil Rotsen is only by Mincha. Well, then next time, by Shachlis and by Marv, right after God, you saw, start davening Shemon Esrei. Don't say Yil Rotsen. But we don't hold like that. We hold like Ravashi. Ravashi Yamano, Afilu Tehma Kulu. Afilu, like we do, we say Yil Rotsen by all Shemon Esreis. Since the Rabbanu will kaveya, gave her a din like Shemon Esrei, is tefila ketefila richta dami. That's called part of Shemon Esrei. So still called you a Sama Gula tefila. a raya for this is, Dilotem Hochi Arvis by night, Hechi Motzi Somech, how could we say if the Gral Yisrael with Seishman Esraim, Aiva Boyle Memer Hashkivenu? We have to say another Brach Hashkivenu. Elakiv and Atkinu Rabbon Hashkivenu. Since the Rabbanu or Mesakim was supposed to say this bracha, it has a lot of gula richtadam. It's like a long bracha. It's like a long gula. It's Zochinami. Kiva the Kavur Rabbanin. Vitfilo kitfila richtadam. That's called like tfila richtad. So the more michti. Hai yil rotsin. Imre fi. Mashma lipsai for mashma mikor. The beinan lameima. His yil rotsin could be said at the beginning of Shmon Esrei, and it could have been said at the end of Shmon Esrei. My time at the Knu Rabbanu Liyachu Yudches Brochus. Leimu Mikara. How can Rabbanu Masakna say yil rotsin at the end? Why don't we say yil rotsin at the beginning of Shmon Esrei? Ami Rabbi Yehuda Bredi Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi Hayuv Loi Omru Dovod El Liyachu Yudches Parshiyes. His David said this in Gepitul Yudches and Tillim. That's what David said, Yil Lerotzen. This passage, it's a right, we're supposed to say it after Yudches Brochus. The Fika, Tchimi Rabbon Liachin Yudches Brochus. For the Gemara, is that true? Hana Yudches, Yudches Heaven. If you look in Tillim, we haven't kapit the Yudches. It's not after kapit the Yudches. And the Gemara, the first two kapitals of Tillim is really called one kapitum. Ashrei Ish, Falom Rokshu Goyim, Ischada Parshahi. Even though we have two different kapitals, really it's one kapitum. The Yomra, what's the right for this? Yom Rav Yehuda Bred Rav Shimon Ben Pazi Kuf Gimel Parshias Oma David. David said 103 Parshias of Tillim Lo Yom HaLuya Ad Sherobim HaPolosin Shal Rishoyim Shenema Yitamu Chatoyim Min Oretz Rishoyim Edenom Borchinashias Hashem HaLuya. That's when it's first time he said it. So after 103 Parshias he said it. Fred Gemara, is that true? Hani Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalet Heaven. And now with Tillim it's the 104th Parsha. Elosh Ramin, it's right like we just said. Ashrei Ish, Paloma Rok Shugoyim, the first two kapitlach of Tillim, Chode Pashas is really called one Pasha of Tillim. The Yom Rav Shimon ben Achimen, Yom Rav Yechanon, Kol Pasha, Shoysa Chaviva al David, Tosach Bo Ba Ashrei, Vesayim Bo Ba Ashrei. He's a Pasha that was Choshev to David, he started with Ashrei and ended with Ashrei. Tosach Bi Ashrei Dachsev, Ashrei Ish, the first Pasha. The same Bashra the Siv, Ashrei Kochoisei Boi, which is the end of the second kapitel. So Zemadach, it's right, like we're saying, the first two kapitel Chatilim is really one kapitel. That's these three rayas here. That we say the 11th kapitel, David said Yil Rotzon, the 18th one, even though we have the 19th. And the Kuf Dalet is really Kuf Gimel. And here he said that David started and ended with Ashrei, that's the first two kapitel. Trashi Posach Bi Ashrei V'Sayim Bashrei, Al Mechodihi. The Ashrei Kochoi Sei Boi Siyuma the Loma Rok Shugoyimu. Zemnach, that's called one Parsha.
Alright, we'll stop here.